This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility is casting a major shadow over today's resumption of indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran over resurrection of the international accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. Neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident, widely attributed to Israel, will crater the negotiations. But the attack and the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability add uncertainty to the discussions in Vienna. Talking with reporters, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declined to be drawn into what happened early on Sunday.
Where are the reports? I really don't have anything to add on Natanz.
Professor Uzi Rabi, the Director of Middle Eastern and African Studies at Tel Aviv University.
These days, Americans and Israelis should talk together. And of course, what Israelis are trying to do is to make sure that Israel's interest, I dare say other Arab states' interests, are going to be taken into account when the Americans are getting closer to kind of a signature of an agreement with Iran. And again, we know that this is the end game because this is what the American already said they are going actually to have.
Iran wants Washington to lift sanctions that have contributed to damaging its economy. The White House said on Monday it is concerned about Russia's increasing aggression on the Ukraine border and that this will be a subject of talks between senior U.S. and NATO officials this week. The U.S. in apparent response has been conducting exercises in the Black Sea, to which the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov criticized in no uncertain terms. He said, what is it the Russian Federation does on the border with Ukraine? The answer is very simple. We live here. It is our country. This is VOA News. Japan's government decided Tuesday to start releasing massive amounts of treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years, an option fiercely opposed by local fishermen and residents. The decision, long speculated but delayed for years due to safety concerns and protests, came at a meeting of cabinet ministers who endorsed the official release as the best option. China expressed grave concern today over Japan's decision to release treated radioactive water from the nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. Taiwan formally introduced a new naval warship today as China's military increases its presence near the self-ruled island. President Tsai Ing-wen was on hand in the southern port city of Kaohsiung for the launching of the new 10,000-ton amphibious transport ship, the first from Taiwan's new domestic naval ship building program. Federal health officials in the United States are recommending an immediate pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration issued a joint statement earlier Tuesday announcing the agencies are investigating 6 instances of a rare and severe blood clot occurring in women between the ages of 18 and 48 years of age within 6 to 13 days after receiving the one-dose vaccine. In the wake of another deadly shooting of a black man, this time in a Minneapolis suburb, a retired police officer who now trains other police says officers across the country need more training, especially in the use of force and how to prevent incidents from getting out of hand. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this report.
Traffic stopped Sunday in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. 20-year-old motorist Dante Wright began scuffling with officers, leading one to pull what she thought was her taser. That from her body cam. Retired California police officer Rick Serrato, who now trains other police, says forget the fact that a taser doesn't look, feel, or weigh like a handgun. The incident should have never reached that point.
There's not enough training placed on escalation of force and how to deal with situations and how to handle situations rather than to jump to deadly force.
Experts agree mistaking a handgun for a taser is a real but very rare occurrence, probably less than once a year across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Hicks has to be removed from the starting lineup of his baseball game because of the situation in Minneapolis. Via remote, Joe Palca.